Hi guys, my name is Calista and I am so excited to have you here. This is Love and Light and this is the first episode. Alright, so yes, don't forget to drop your comments and let me know. Feedback is key. Let me know what you think about the first episode. Thank you. Alright, so straight to business right now. This episode shall be called A Little Me, Get to Know Me Better, just a little information, and then the next episode will go deep into details. Right, so what's my full name? My full name is Calista Omotade Adebayo, and yes, Calista means beautiful. It's from Greek, and it's of Greek accent, and Omotade means a child is worth a crown, like a child can be, or a child is worthy of a crown, I beg your pardon. A child is worthy of a crown. A child is worth a crown. So, yeah. Am I named after anyone? I don't think I'm named after anyone I know. So, so real quick, my occupation and my age. I'm a media personality. I'm a journalist, a broadcaster. I love presenting. I enjoy presenting. And, yeah. So, yeah. I am 25 years old. I clocked 25 in March, and yeah, I'm getting old. Alright, so where am I from? I am from Ogun State, Nigeria. I'm from Abeokuta, a proud Ijaya girl. Yeah, very, very proud. I was born in Abeokuta, and I grew up in Abeokuta. Growing up, who did I look up to? I looked up to my grandma, my grandmother, and yes, It was really nice looking up to her. I looked up to my parents too, but then I felt closer looking up and checking the lifestyle and how my grandma lived. I love her so much, so yeah. Favorite things about myself. I love my smile when I smile. And yeah, I love my lips, I love my height, I love my eyes. Yeah, I think that's some of the things I love about myself. So, another thing is my likes and dislikes. I love watching movies. I love music, listening to music. I love writing poems. I love spoken word poetry. All right. I love reading books. I love taking a stroll. Dislikes. I'm scared of heights, scared of darkness, scared of everything creeping, crawling. I hate lies. I hate people thinking they can manipulate other people. I hate and detest arrogant people. No offense if you're one, but then I can't stand it. Cocky can be appealing, but then sometimes it's annoying. So yeah. Okay, so another thing is my hobbies. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy making friends. I also enjoy reading. I enjoy seeing movies. I think I mentioned them earlier, so yeah. Confession. Quick confession. Okay. I like to consider myself as a CIA agent. FBI. So yeah, just by the side. In case you're looking for anyone, or you want to trace anyone, or any other thing, or you're looking for somebody that did whatever and you're trying to trace the person, you can find the person. Just give me the details and give me one day and I will find the person for you. Stalker. But then no. Not really. I just, yeah, I like having enough information about people. It's not stalking. It's just, yeah, I like checking people out. That's the word. I like checking people out. So yeah. Don't get scared of me, I don't stalk. Alright, so best physical feature. I think my height, my legs, yeah. Biggest fear of failing, yeah. And yeah, fear of getting married to the wrong person. That's my biggest fear. Another thing is my favorite color is neon lemon and pink, or if it wasn't that, it's definitely going to be black or blue. Yeah, I love those colors quite a lot. And yeah, my room is painted lemon and I have pink and blue around, so Alright, so yeah. Favorite food. Don't laugh at me. Okay, so I love Godima quite a lot. Cereal. With lots of milk, like lots and lots and lots of milk. Yeah, so I saw a post yesterday where someone was talking about taking Godima with cold water. How do people manage to take Godima with hot water, warm water? They take it with like normal water, cold water, room temperature water. And then he was like, people who take Godima with hot water or warm water, like, what are you guys thinking? And I agree, who takes Godima with warm water or hot water? No, it makes it seem like baby food, but then when you're taking it with room temperature water, yeah, that's the deal. Just so you know, I told you first. All right, so yeah, favorite food. Another favorite food, a food I enjoy quite a lot, is porridge, yam porridge with lots and lots of pumpkin leaves and mama and fish. And yeah, just think about it. By the way, I'm a foodie. I love eating, but then it's not showing in my body. So, all right. So my favorite actor is. I don't have a favorite. I love so many, but then I can't remember all right now. But I know I love Sumter. I love Ayola. I love Timini. I love Ayina. I love quite a lot of them. Like basically, my character. My what's the word? The reason why I pick favorite actors is if you have a very good physical structure, like very good physical structure, like I'm emphasizing physical structure, you know, like that Vin Diesel's kind of structure, but then not that. Alright, so if you have a good body structure, you can speak good English, you look really good, etc. You can lift me with one hand. You'll be my favorite actor. So I was just kidding anyway. Favorite actress. I love Nancy Simay quite a lot. I love her so much. I love Sharon Oja. Yeah, so I love some other beautiful and talented actresses. But then I think those two are my favorite currently. Favorite celebrity. I think my favorite celebrity right now. I have more than one. I love Simi. I love Rika Sani. I love Tijan. I love Chike. Alright, so favorite musician. I love Simi. Yeah. Simi, Chike, Vic, Tijan. If you want me to cry, just call all these people right now and bring them to my doorstep. I literally will cry tears of joy. I don't freak out when I see stars and celebrities because I get opportunity to interview a couple of them sometimes, different times at different platforms, but I don't freak out when I see them, you know, compose, act like, okay, star. But then if I see those people, I will freak. Alright, so my favorite person in the world is my younger brother, our last one. His name is Michael and I love him so much, like so much. I can't kill for that boy. Not really, I didn't say that. Alright, so favorite color, I already told you. And favorite drink, I love iced tea. Oh, just give me a chilled pack of iced tea. Yeah, I think that's it. I used to like Sprite at the point, but then right now I think I'm an iced tea gang. So yeah, peach flavor, just in case you're wondering, peach. My favorite food, I already mentioned that. Favorite holiday destination, Maldives, Seychelles, Santorini, Gali. I love so many of them, I can't wait. So yeah, I really can't wait to make that money and just travel. Favorite ice cream flavor, I love strawberry, I love chocolate, I love vanilla, I love banana sometimes. Favorite music genre, I don't think I have a favorite. I love music generally. I listen to all rap, hip-hop, R&B, blues, jazz, country, 80s, 70s, name it. I listen to music quite a lot, so, but then I enjoy blues and country and the likes, you know, all those old soul music quite a lot. Favorite physical activity. I can't place any right now. I really cannot. Favorite snack. I love cake. Please give me cake. If you're a baker and you're listening to this, give me cake, please. I'll send you my address. I'll mention you in my next episode. Alright, so yeah, I love cakes and I love meat pie. So, my favorite song of the moment, I love Insecure by Chike. And I also love Did You Care by Simi. Yeah, I think those are my favorite songs at the moment. Favorite time of the day, anytime from 10 p.m. You know, that's my favorite time of the day. I love jeans. Jeans, basically trousers, or a trouser happens to be my favorite clothing. Yeah, I love having trousers. You can hardly find a skirt among my clothing. I think I only have one or two for a couple of years now, just one or two, and then I barely wear them. So basically I'm a trouser person. Favorite way to pass time: write poems, read books, watch movies, sing, dance. All right so yeah, be goofy in my room alone without anyone watching. Okay, another thing is my favorite social media channel. I think it's Instagram. I enjoy being there. I can spend quite a number of time there and not feel bored or anything. So, favorite TV show as a child. I have so many. I love Pinky and the Brain. I love Animaniacs. I actually loved KKB show, Milo Last Kid Standing, a whole lot of them, Tom and Jerry. I'm a sucker for cartoons, so don't blame me. SpongeBob, Ed and Eddie, Johnny Bravo. But then yeah, I love them a lot. Am I scared of height? I am so definitely scared of height. I'm freaked out by heights quite a lot. Yeah, I'm really scared of heights. And yeah, quick story. I flew on a plane down to Lagos from Abuja one time, like that. I think that was 2 years ago. And then it was my first time and I was flying alone, and I literally almost passed out because my heart felt like it was in my throat. And I was so scared. I was freaking out, literally. So yeah, I don't think I want to try that again. It was cool when I got down. When we landed, it was like, I was like, yeah, I want my shades and work there. I was like, yeah, but then inside I was like, no, save me. But all right, so am I high maintenance? Not high maintenance, no. Maybe a little. Well then, I don't like to consider myself as high maintenance. I'd rather just think you're lower foot. No shading though. But then in case you're low effort, catch yourself. So, am I more inclined to build an empire or unleash the potential of others? I think it's both. I love helping people achieve their potentials and achieve their goals. Same way I love trying to do things, achieve my own dreams, follow whatever my dream is to the last. Work on myself, do something for myself, have a name for myself. So yeah. Basically that's it. Am I a dog person or a cat person? I'm not a dog person, neither am I a cat person. Scared of them, but I'm scared of animals. But then, do I have any pet? I have one. His name is Rex. It's a dog. And yeah, the pet I owned before that was a dog too, Lena. She passed on this year. Lena, rest in peace. Still miss you. But then, yeah. Rex and Nina, those are my pets. They're dogs. I'm sure you're wondering. I have a dog and then I'm not a dog person. It happens. So yeah. Am I a good cook? Yeah, I am. I'll impress you with my meals, but then it's only when I feel like going to the kitchen. So I'm not a kitchen person, but then I'm a great cook. Okay, so yeah. If I could eliminate one one limitation or one weakness, what would it be? It would be procrastination, right? So I ought to have done this quite a a long time ago. I should have done this a long time ago, but then I kept procrastinating, kept saying, "Don't worry, you'll do this, you'll do this." So, but then I never got around to doing it. So, but then this time around, we are so doing this. And yes, I'm glad you're a part of this right now. So yeah, we're really doing this. So, another aspect of my life needs tremendous improvement. I think an aspect of my life that needs tremendous improvement right now would be my attitude to work. Like, when I have an idea, I shouldn't procrastinate. I should give it all it takes, give it everything I have to give it, and yeah, make the best out of it. Okay, so worst boss I've ever had. I don't want to lose my job, so no, I'm not saying anything. Alright, so okay, I'm trying to remember, do I sing in the shower? Yeah, I think I do sing in the shower. I am a terrible dancer. I know I mentioned that I dance, that's why I said in my room alone. But then I'm a terrible dancer. I cannot dance to save my life. I cannot dance to save my life. So please, outside, don't ask me to dance. I'll just embarrass you and embarrass my generation and myself. Alright, so I don't have any tattoos or piercings. But then I think they're really cool. If I were to have a tattoo, I'll most likely have love, or have my name, or have a light tower here. Or a Bible quote, any of them. Do I have any birthmarks, and where? I have so many in different places that I don't want to say, but then I love them all. But then my favorite is on my knee, I think my right knee, and I love it quite a lot. Like, I still check it out, weird, but then cool. So another question real quick is, last person I sent a text to is I sent a text to my mom. That was the last person I sent a text to. And then last person I had dinner with was my parents. Yeah, my first celebrity crush stopped us. There's this particular guy, I'm trying to remember his name, but I can't remember right now. Dark, not too tall, slim. He was my celebrity crush then, so yeah. Last three questions, so round up. My star sign, I'm a Pisces match, yeah, so Pisces. And an ideal date for me will be me, you, a cool sport, maybe a lone public place, garden and all, water view, or inside the house together, say popcorn, movies, blankets. Yeah, I'm so romantic, so yeah. Watch movies, play games, listen to music, goof around, dance. So basically, just you and me time, alone time, literally. Top of my bucket list would be bungee jumping. Yeah, I'm scared of heights, but then I really want to go bungee jumping. I want to try it once. Even if I'll scream. Alright, so thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Thank you. I had so much fun. I hope you had so much fun too. I can't wait to read your comments and hear your messages for me. Please review. Let me know what you think. And yes, I can't wait for you to listen to the second episode, where I'll be talking about a little more me. Yeah. So thank you very much. Thank you for listening. I love you. Bye.